Feeling good no matter what is one of the main philosophies, one of the main drivers, and one of the main goals with dynamic self-awareness. The reason I've chosen feeling good as a main driver is because it is much easier to make changes, to make energetic changes, to make empowered changes when you're feeling good than it is to try and make changes when you're feeling bad. Now, what do I mean by feeling good? I am not talking about some airy-fairy, pie-in-the-sky, hippy-dippy, over-the-top, fake joy, dancing around nonsense. No, I'm talking about a very well-defined state that I call the neutral state. Feeling good is a two-part process. At least that's what I've found. It is entering the neutral state, which I'll talk to about in a second, and then accessing the potential state, which I'll also talk to you about in a second. But I said, this isn't just some airy-fairy idea. It has a practical application and it has a process to achieve it. So how did it come about? I'll share two experiences with you, and that should give you an idea or an indication of how I came about an understanding of the neutral and the potential state. So the first one was when I was very young. So I was a very observant child. Unfortunately, due to a traumatic event, those observations were internalized, which while it gave me no end of trouble growing up, it also helped me to develop a very well-defined sense of self-awareness. So that first experience was, as a child, I was an only child, so I was moved around in the holidays, different relatives, daycares, all that kind of thing. And as anyone knows, especially as a young child, there is a period in a new environment where you feel uncomfortable and unfamiliar. And I remember this taking, you know, anywhere up to a week. And this one time I just questioned. I said, why does it take that long? Why can't it take 3 days, 2 days, 1 day? Why can't it take a few hours, a few minutes? What is stopping me from feeling comfortable and familiar in the moment right now? The answer was nothing. So I learned from an early age to become comfortable and familiar in any situation or experience straight away, if I allowed myself. The second experience. So that was being able to enter the neutral state. Now, when you know you can change the way you feel instantly, problems lose their power. So that is the power, or that is the essence of entering the neutral state. Problems lose their power. The second experience was me giving up smoking. So this is obviously many years later. And as anyone who has ever smoked or tried to give up on a habit, the cravings that kick in the next day are almost overwhelming, especially if you do it cold turkey, which is what I did. But I wanted to explore this experience of change. And what I did was I entered the feelings, and I was like, if I stripped away all the meaning behind it, if I stripped away the, oh my God, this is terrible, and all the negative thoughts, and if I just stripped it back to bare bones, what is the experience? And I was like, it's just energy. It's just an energetic experience. Now, we all have motivators that get us up in the morning and get us moving. And these are normally feelings or emotional states or thoughts. Like I said, it is much easier to make changes when you feel good than it is when you feel bad. So what I did was I used what you would consider to be a negative motivator or negative experience, which was the energy of quitting and the cravings that went with it, those feelings that were coming up. I used them as an energy source to motivate me to move, to act, and to create change. And it worked. As I said, when you know that you can change the way you feel, and you can do it instantly, then problems lose their power. And that's why I found that entering the neutral state and accessing the potential state gave me the greatest relief. So dynamic self-awareness is all about awareness. It's about using self-awareness to change your conditions. So you can create change in your life by using willpower, discipline, and force. But that doesn't really work, does it? Or it does for a certain amount of time, but then you've got to keep it up. What I've found a better way to do, or better way to come about it, is to change the conditions. And the way we do that is by changing our perception of the conditions. So as I did when I was entered a new space, I changed my perception around what I was feeling. When I was giving up smoking, when I was had these negative feelings coming up, I changed my perception around what they were. And that helped me to create new conditions, new perceptions, and allowed the potential for change to occur. So, neutral state to potential state. These are the initial goals with dynamic self-awareness. Let's recap. Entering the neutral state dissolves your problems, dissolves the charge around your problems. It also gives you the knowledge that things can't get any worse, and that's pretty powerful. The potential state is a very different way to change. It is creating the conditions that allow change to occur. Now, let's keep going.